Who let the dogs out? Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is time for Frisky Friday. We do this every Friday at 10:30. I love to have some of the folks that are rescuing our animals and giving service to our community from Santa Rosa, Escambia County, all over Northwest Florida. So grateful for everything they do. And I'm playing this song because it's football season. Hello. So I got my Georgia Dogs t-shirt on, and I had to get this little song in. But I'm also excited to have the Chief Animal Services Officer here. His name is Randy Lambert, and he is here with us. We know him also with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Hey, Randy, I'm so excited to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good now that you're here.
Okay.
And I mean that because you are doing so much. He told me a few things before we went on air, and can you tell my voice? I am really, really excited about what you're getting ready to do.
Yeah, we have some really exciting information to let out. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Just ignore that. We have a clock in the studio that randomly the ghosts get involved and they just start spinning it.
And it's going backwards.
Correct.
I've never seen that before. Not even in a horror movie.
Okay. Try not to look at it.
Okay. I'll put my blinders on.
It's been a weird morning. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just saying.
So
anyway.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. You know, we've heard a lot of the... we've listened to the people.
Right.
We see what's going on. We know what's going on. There's a huge need for low cost, what we call wellness for the animals in Santa Rosa County. So we've heard this. This is something that I was challenged with whenever I came to work at Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Wow. 4.5 years ago. Wow.
You've done so much, Randy, in 4.5 years. It's incredible.
God, that blows me away. So I was tasked with, you know, figuring out how to do this. So, you know, we've really been hammering the community cat program that we have, which is what we call Community Cat Days, which is a lot of Thursdays this year. We have taken in around 50 community cats. Last week we did, we brought in 58 community cats.
Wow, that's a lot.
Neutered those.
In one day?
One day.
Okay, what is your total? Since you've been doing this, you gave me a total a little bit earlier. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that total. I ran that just to look at it. There was some little discussion about it yesterday, and I wasn't 100% sure of the number because it grows all the time.
Right.
1,788 cats have been brought in just through the community cat program. We have animal control officers that are working areas all the time, mm-hmm. where they're bringing in cats that are in areas, and we're spaying and neutering them and releasing
right.
them.
Right, and we've had them on the show talking about
right,
that too.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a great bunch of animal control officers, but they're doing that, but that's classified a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
But just on our Thursday, what we call Community Cat Days, which is not every Thursday, but it's a lot of them. We typically are asking for 50 cats at
Gosh.
A time. And again, this is a service for Santa Rosa County residents. And we've taken in 1,788 cats.
That's incredible. Because if you think of all those cats, I learned recently that cats can reproduce how quickly? In a couple weeks?
It's crazy, yeah.
I didn't know that. I assumed it was going to be several months, but apparently...
Right. Dogs and cats are a little bit different in that way.
Dogs are longer, right?
Right. Female dogs come into heat more on a typical calendar.
Mm-hmm.
A female cat can come in heat just because there's a big Tom around.
My goodness. I laugh, but this is not good because
not
the cat
good.
Population in this area has just right. blown up. Right. And so there, you and so many of the other rescues are doing so much try to get these cats
absolutely.
Spayed and neutered so that that we can get some kind of control going on here.
Well, and we do in this program with the support of the community.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that are going and either getting traps from us and you can rent them for $65. But they're renting the traps or they're buying their own traps and they're going out at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, trapping these cats and bringing them into us
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just being a part of it
right.
and really helping us out. And it really takes the whole village to do this.
And my understanding is that if you see a cat that's out, an outside cat, that the ear tip is how you know that they've been taken care of.
Exactly. That left ear tip means that cat has been spayed or neutered. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other thing to clarify that you've mentioned before is about the traps. You just don't want to go out there with like a cat. What do they call those little kennels that you carry with you when you go on a trip? That's not what we're talking about.
Not a carrier. Yeah, it's got to be a live trap. Got to be a live trap. And they got to be able to stand up in it because they're gonna spend the night in it.
So, gotcha.
So we keep them overnight so that we can check them out the next morning, make sure they're good to go. And a lot of times people will bring them in and say, hey, look, this one's got a little spot here, a little something going on there. Can y'all check that out? We give them a thorough look over. We do whatever needs to be done with them. Occasionally, we'll even keep them for a couple more days just to nurse them a little bit more. Not real fun with a feral cat, but we do it for the well-being of the animal.
Right.
They get vaccinated for rabies.
Wow. Okay.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to look out for them. But that's just one of the programs that we have going on. That's been really successful for a couple of years now. We've been really working that one hard. But we have a new one.
Well, before you get there, how do you find out when the community cat days are? Where do you go to get that information?
So we do almost all of our announcing on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the Santa Rosa County Animal Services Facebook account. You just go there and we're going to post things on there. We don't just post and go. We're going to give updates on it. We're going to remind you. Because we want everybody to know.
Great. Okay.
If you don't know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. So we need you to know what's going on.
Okay, now the new thing. You should see his face.
Yeah, right.
I need a drum roll.
Right, I was getting ready to say that.
Oh, here we go.
We announced it this past Monday, which was a holiday, which my PIO said we shouldn't have started it on a holiday because we were both working on the holiday trying to get all this hammered out. But anyway, thanks, Sarah. We are starting a low cost wellness clinic and we're going to do this. We're going to try to do it every Wednesday. I can't promise that because people say, well, why don't you do it every Wednesday? Or why don't you do Community Cat Day every Thursday? And I said, well, because we have our day job that we have to do, which is the care of the animals in our care.
How many are those on a typical day?
Well, right now I have 227.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on with that.
Hold up. 227?
Right, correct. 227.
Goodness gracious. But how many kennels do you have? Because I thought it was a lot lower than that. He's laughing at me.
Okay, so I have 70 dog kennels officially.
Oh, my goodness.
And about the same number for cats. So how do we do this?
Yes.
We do this because of our tremendous foster program that we have. That's what allows us to do this.
Wow.
What we have actually in the shelter right now is 73 dogs and 26 cats.
Wow.
So the rest of that, you do the math, it's Friday, I'm tired, is what's out in foster care.
How amazing. And, thank you to the foster parents.
Yeah, 69 cats are out in foster care, 31 dogs are out in foster care.
Wow.
So that's, it's a huge, huge impact that they make. They, let me tell you, everybody always says, oh, that group's doing really good, in animal services. Mm-hmm. And I say, look, everybody's a cog in the wheel, and without this cog or that cog, nobody's more important than the other.
Right.
I was thanking our veterinarian, Dr. Malachi, and I'm like, hey, Doc, I am so glad that you're here. You are really making a difference. He's like, hey, I'm just a cog in the wheel.
Mm.
And that's the way my whole team is they feel that way. They're just, everybody's just there and they're part of the mission. And everybody has their valid role that they're taking in this thing that we're doing, which is huge. Anyway, so low-cost wellness. So we're going to do these on Wednesday mornings. We will announce them 2 Mondays before. It is a prepaid appointment only. The cost is going to be very minimal. For example, if you are, let me back up. We're going to require that every animal that comes in has a microchip.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're just still finding too many animals that don't have microchips. So in order to get the service, you're going to have a microchip.
Okay, we're going to stop there, but we've got more to tell you about the Wellness Clinic and some other things that are happening with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We have Randy Lambert here with us. Exciting news. So you guys are doing so much. It's wonderful. If you have a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Services is here today with Randy Lambert telling us about an exciting new program that they have. If someone just joined us, can you kind of repeat for us again, Randy?
Okay, so we have kicked off our low-cost wellness clinic that we're doing. Our first day is actually going to be this coming Wednesday. Registration started this past Monday. And that's going to be the pattern that we're going to do. We're going to post it on Facebook Monday mornings, 8 o'clock. The spots are limited. There's only 14 spots. That's all there is. Somebody called us out for not doing enough. I'm like, 14's more than zero.
That's right. So, got to start somewhere.
Right. Exactly. And again, like I said earlier, I have to keep our pulse, the pulse of the shelter. I have to keep up with that and understand what's going on with the animals in the shelter so that we're keeping our eye on them. I keep saying, you know, our day job, we got to keep our eye on the day job and not our side hustle that we're doing.
Right.
So it's going to be required prepay before the appointment. If you decide you are not able to come to the appointment for whatever reason, then thank you very much. You just made a donation to the shelter.
There's no refunds for no-shows.
No refunds for any reason. You need to be at the appointment. We have very limited space, and is that important to the citizens of Santa Rosa County that you show up and get your animal the treatments that you need for this wellness. So we're also going to require that every animal have a microchip. If it doesn't have one, guess what? We'll put one in there for you.
I think that's great.
$15. We do have a examination fee of $20. That really escaped me just then.
But that's very inexpensive by comparison.
Yeah, and really that examination fee is going to kind of cover some things that we're going to do that aren't really listed in the a la carte list that we have, which will be in the application. Mm-hmm. When you get the application, you'll specify exactly what you're looking for, whether it's a rabies shot, parental, DA2PP vaccine, or the FVRCP vaccine, or Bravecto, or hey, maybe you want to have that triple feline test done to your cat, or heartworm testing.
Okay, yeah.
Another thing that we're going to do is as heartworm testing is being done and we're finding positives, Dr. Malachi says if we're testing them and we're finding positives, we need to be able to treat them. So we're going to work on that also. That takes a little time to get that worked out, but that's going to be the next part that we're going to do is the heartworm treatment.
Wow. Okay.
So we're going to be working on that also. All of this information will be available on the Facebook post. Mm-hmm. We can't really take posts down because we're government.
Right.
So it is still there, all the information. I will say this. We've learned some things this week. I've hired a new person to handle this program, a new coordinator to handle this program. We've learned some things that we're kind of doing backwards. So it's going to be a little different when we post it this coming Monday.
Sure.
But just follow the instructions that are on the post.
The most current post you can find.
Right, exactly, exactly.
There you go.
So, again, and this is not meant to be you walk into the clinic and make your appointment and everything. No, everything is done online. Mm-hmm. Everything is done through email, text message, whatever it may be. And, you know, we're trying to keep that cost down as much as possible. So I think I said a rabies vaccine is
$10. Yep, you mentioned all of that. Yep.
Did I say the cost? I don't remember saying that.
That's okay. You did.
Heartworm test, $15. Mm-hmm. The treatment is going to be based on weight because that's how it's dosed.
Right.
By the way, the medication for that is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bigger dogs are going to have a little bit more, but we're going to figure it out. So we're really trying to make it to where that animal that normally would not have a wellness visit because the person just can't.
Can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
Right.
So we're going to try to make it accessible for them so that it's, you know, less than $100.
That's amazing. For all that, that's amazing. That's a great price. And it's for Santa Rosa County residents.
Only.
Only, okay.
Yeah. And in fact, in our last Monday, whenever we got a couple applications from people from Escambia County. Sorry, we can't help you all out. Got one from Alachua County.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry, really can't help you out.
Okay. But available for Santa Rosa County residents. You can go to Facebook to find out exactly how to get signed up and do all that kind of stuff and when they're going to be offered.
Right. So there's a unique link that will be posted each time for that clinic date. Okay. It will specify that date. The appointments are in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're from 8:15 to 11:30, which allows us to do the clinic in the morning before our official day starts at 11:30. And they're 15-minute appointments.
Okay.
And for every appointment you make needs to be for an animal. So one animal, one appointment.
Oh, I see.
If you have five animals, you need five appointments.
Gotcha. Okay.
And a little problem with our software that we're using, it will allow you to register more than one animal, but we cannot process the application with more than one animal.
Got it.
And it even specifies in there, you're acknowledging that you can't register more than one.
Okay.
And the next part of that is you can't register, you can't re-register another animal until that one's been approved.
Got it. Okay. A little complicated, but we don't want to get too much in the weeds right now.
Right. Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. We'll be able to figure it out.
We're working through it, and we're just trying our best to provide this to the animals of Santa Rosa County.
It's exciting. Randy Lambert is here telling us about some of the innovations and new services that are being provided by the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We're going to come back with Randy in just a minute on Pep Talk. You've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We have Randy Lambert here with Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Some events and some exciting programs that they've started this month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just was going over our new low-cost wellness clinic that we're cranking up. Be on the lookout for that on Facebook at 8 o'clock Monday morning. And then before that, on the 12th, which I think is tomorrow.
Yes, today's the 11th.
Today's September 11th,
yes.
9/11. Thanks again for your show this morning. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That was really good. September 12th, tomorrow, we're going to be at Pet Sense in Milton from 12 to 3 for an adoption event. Come see the pups we have. And then we'll also be September 19th at Pet Smart in Pace that same time, 12 to 3. Come and see us.
Can I just say, I look at your Facebook all the time, and I go to your website to see the adoptable dogs. There are some really cute adoptable dogs right now.
Yeah, we have some great dogs.
I know.
We really do. And we have some great kitties, too.
Lots and lots of kitties. Y'all doing a fantastic job. There's so many things you're juggling so many different things because they're the animals. You're the chief of animal services, so you're responsible for animal welfare as well. And you've had some of your officers on the show. Y'all are doing so much when it comes down to rescuing animals and taking care of them, finding them homes, and now offering wellness and spay and neuter on top of all of that. Yeah. Kudos to you and your team.
Thank you. My team is phenomenal. I couldn't do it without them and the support of the community and the administration of the county. They really back us up and let us do the good work for the animals of Santa Rosa County.
One last quick thing. Do you take donations?
Do we take donations?
That's my job. Get you guys some money.
Yeah, we take donations. Our website, I'm sorry. Yeah, our county website, which is santarosa.fl.gov. You can go there. There's a place to give there that's monetarily. Or our wish list is on there also for Amazon wish list. Or you can bring donations straight to the shelter, which is at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 850-983-4680.
Randy, thank you so much for all that you do. We had a couple of questions come in at the last minute. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to get to them. We'll try to get it to you next time.
Thank you.
All right, Randy, thank you so much for all you do with Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter.